So a lot of ink has been spilled on this Maimer Chazal. I'm not going to contribute so much to this, but just the Jewish attitude towards materialism. We have to have a certain attitude. And Yaakov Avinu is the paradigm, is the Ish Emes, which means it's all truth, trying to understand what the truth is. And the truth doesn't mean the truth in terms of objective truth. The truth means, how do you recognize your connection to the Borei Olam? What is the Emes? What is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is the seal, the Chesamu of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Emes? What is Emes? So one of the most unbelievable stories in this week's parasha is Yaakov is alone. Right? Vayivaseh Yaakov levado. How does Yaakov get to be alone? Because he's traveling with his whole chevra, the whole camp. They're getting ready for this Esav. He's got the minivan filled with all the snacks. Like, could you imagine just this large family traveling? And they got, you know, the DVD players in and everybody's ready to go and da-da-da. And Yaakov realizes, oh my gosh, I forgot. In the last stop, the little jugs, the pachim titanim. So Yaakov says, you know what, you guys, you go ahead. I'm going to go run back for these small little jugs so that I have, like, mind blown. Like, you're in the middle of the journey. It's like, you know, you're 100 miles from LaMarshall, you're 100 miles back from the last gas station. When you realize you left in the gas station, you're bobblehead. Like, you're going to go back for the bobblehead? You're going to go back? What's pshat that Yaakov goes back? And this is something that's a struggle for many of the Mepharshim. Especially when you know, like, this is another gadol. We're not supposed to care so much about materialism, and yet Yaakov all of a sudden is going back for the Pachim Ketanim. So what's pshat? What's going on here? So the Be'er Yosef says over something from the Arizal. I'm going to read to you the words of the Arizal, something I never do, but here the Be'er Yosef quotes it, and he says a lot of things up until this point, but you got to hear what the Arizal says. Hatzadikim, chavivim aleihem mamonim. They cherish their money. Why? Kiliyoshu nishpa milamala ein ro'ei sheyimus bo. Since it came from an influence of them above, it could not be disgusting to them. Ki im lo yatzarech bo. If there was no necessity for that particular item or that particular possession or that money in the bank account, lo haya no sein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never given him. Vilachay. So therefore, what's the step one? Step one, the Arizal, is everything we have must be from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, whatever Yaakov has to be from Hashkacha Pratis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that it needed to be another weapon as an arsenal that he needed. Because if he wouldn't have had it if he didn't need it, right, a relative of Leisach mode. You can't be jealous of what other people have because HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought you needed it to fulfill your tachlis, to fulfill your task, to fulfill your purpose. He would have given it to you. And since it's not in your possession, you can't worry about it. But the inverse of that is, if it's in your possession, it must be in your possession for a particular reason. How do you utilize it? I was talking to this young man. He was telling me about it. This girl is going out with and how beautiful their home is because they're always opening it up for chesed. Meaning they recognize that the home is not something which is, you know, everything for me, but rather it's how do I utilize it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me in terms of my utilization for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mevin Yavin. That's the Arizal part one. The recognition that everything came to us through the miracle of Hashkacha Pratis because Hashem determined that He wanted me to have it. So for me to say, no thank you, that would be Mevazeh, if you will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu, when he recognizes he left the Pachim Ketanim behind, and he said, I must have gotten the Pachim Ketanim. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined in his emes that I needed this to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some way. Who knows when? People say the Pachim Ketanim, these are the Pachim Ketanim from Chanukah. Okay. In the Yilinim Be'al-Sugah. Im lo yitzarech v'lo yonasim lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachein, therefore, when Yaakov comes to that recognition, Chazer ala pachim ketanim. He goes back to the pachim ketanim. Ki im lo chazer yaniru ki ilan roitze be'oso ha-pachim. Because if he didn't go back, it would have appeared as if he didn't want those jugs. The cholder ha-nishpa b'lamal, and that came from an influence from above. Tzarech lachzer achar. You need to go back after it. Ad kan l'shoino. Up until here, the language of the Arizal. So the Arizal is very clear. He's very clear that the idea that Yaakov goes back is because he recognized the preciousness of each and every item. And this is why the famous debate between Yaakov and Esav. You know, sometimes you have big debates and they spell out their shittas. In this week's parsha, you have a big debate between Yaakov and Esav. They don't spell out their shittas. Esav says, Yesh li rov. Yaakov responds, Yesh li kol. Zokta Rashi, Zokta Pasuk actually. Yaakov is saying, V'chaneni li Hashem. Yesh li kol. Hashem has given me everything. Esav says, Yesh li rov. Why Yesh li rov? And Rashi says something fascinating. You know what that is? It's a language of gaiva. I have a lot. I would think Yesh li kol, I have everything, is more than I have a lot. Why is it gaiva? So what is gaiva? You know what gaiva is? Gaiva is a very simple thing when you think about this. What's gaiva? I think that I'm a beautiful person. You think that you're a beautiful person. It could be that one of us is a baal gaiva, one of us isn't. Yet we both are thinking the same thing about ourselves. What's the distinction between the one who thinks he's, what makes him one a baal gaiva and one not? The guy who says, I got my looks from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not a baal gaiva. It's like, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me matana. Yesh li kol. The guy who says, I'm good looking because I go to the barber and he does plastic surgery, v'chulu v'chulu, that guy's a baal gaiva. So when Esav says, Yesh li rov, I got a lot, but there's more to come because I'm going to go collecting, that's a baal gaiva because he's saying it's not from Hashem. He's not recognizing that the hashpah of the Gashmias is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Yaakov's Yesh li kol, because what's kol? Kol means everything I need. I have everything I need in my service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I got my beautiful house for my family, for my kids, for my guests. I have a beautiful car. It's a Honda Accord. I don't need a Lamborghini. I just need a car to get from point A to point B in order to do my job, daven, get to the base medrash, to all the things I need. Yesh li kol. Gets better than. There's a Rashba that says that the Vayaavek Imo, the Malach starts to debate with him, Avak, wrestle with him. He starts off by saying, what was the whole debate between the Malach and Yaakov? And then at the very end, it tells us that Rashba writes that the dirt from this Melchama between Yaakov and Esav goes up to the Kisei HaKavod. What's going up to the Kisei HaKavod? What's going on? So the Ber Yosef says, beautiful. First, the Yitzhar comes up to us very small and says, you really think those Pachim Ketanim are from Hashem? Like, small stakes. What do you call that? Like low-hanging fruit. The Yetzirah starts. Yaakov, none of that. He erected, hold on dear. My Hashkafas are very stark. Hashkacha Pratis is on every little piece and every jug. Even the dirt that we're going to fight with. Because what is dirt? Something we... It's nothing. It's garnished, right? Even the dirt that's here, that's in the middle of our fight, is here for a reason. And that dirt goes up to the Kisei HaKavod, where Yaakov's Demos is there. Because he recognizes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the dirt! And that's the praise of a Yaakov Avinu. The praise of a Yaakov Avinu is even the Pachim Ketanim. He goes back for because he recognizes from Hashem, which means everything's from Hashem. The Malach wants to say, no, 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 stop. What are you talking about? Yaakov takes it to the test. No, he could have been just, yeah. Yaakov says, no. Everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything. Every message we get, every possession we get. So the Jewish attitude towards materialism is not one in which we just try to be an ascetic, but we come to the key is, according to this Ber Yosef, and I heard this similar from Rav Elephant, the recognition that everything comes from Hashem. And that my whole agenda towards materialism is one in which I utilize it in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in the service of anybody else. You see this mamash more than anything else. Cut in these times. You know, I went to a fundraiser the other night. One night, they raised 750 grand. One night, they had the Epis Fouda. I don't know who Fouda is. I'm sure you guys know who Fouda is, but I found out who Fouda was. It's a big show. They also had some other guy, the Mossad, a guy. People drop money. Why? Because they recognize, what's the goal? I talked to one guy, how come you get so much people to give so much money? He says, because I know the money's not really mine. Hashem has just given me pikadon, his insurance for me to service Hashem. So right now, where's the money needed? The money's needed in the war, in the Milchama. So it comes to that recognition. When you look at your possessions as not mine, but rather something that Hashem has entrusted in me to fulfill my service, it becomes much easier to give your money away. It becomes much easier in how you utilize it, and you take care of it in a very different way. We don't run away from it. We don't necessarily embrace it. But we have those possessions, and we utilize those to take care of the person who gave it to us. We should have our possessions that we could use them just to do chesed and without needing to fund the war. And that everybody should come home safe and be safe in Eretz Yisrael.